Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know, celebration. It took a while, but oh boy, was it a big release yesterday, all across the country, all across the world. Everyone was celebrating. Well, everyone except you know who. We'll talk about it. And take on whatever else comes over the transom. Music, musings to lift us up and celebrate this new turn towards democracy. Our national healing can begin. And what great victory speeches we heard. Still waiting on that gracious concession. You think it's coming anytime soon? Yeah, we'll talk. Hey, you're listening live. It is Sunday, November 8th. It's 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box at your service should you be joining us for the live ride. And Twitter, as you know, is the 24-7 alternative at AB Rights. It's all being held by the exuberant TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLS headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites safely. Yeah, you get it with that app downloaded today for contactless ordering. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And our pals at PodNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. They do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arquay Show and those robust roundtables. They'll be joyful this week. I'm counting on it. So, what say you? Weigh in, anything, everything, Twitter, AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, Basic Chase, PodNet, Chatbox 2. It is the Amy Beth Arquay Show. Uh-huh. Put them over the top in Philly. Let's get going.
Times have changed. The end is coming. The end of the noise and lies. The end of the chaos and division. The end of the hate. In its place, a new America is ready to stand tall again. Ready to restore the goodness in the heart of our nation. Ready to put people before politics. Ready to lead. To innovate. To grow. To heal. It won't always be easy. There are tough times to come. COVID to be defeated. An economy to restore. But that new day is coming. A day when words like caring, competent, and professional won't be insults. A day when compassion and character mean more than celebrity. A day when every American's rights are respected and valued. That day is coming because of your hard work, your commitment, your energy, and passion. That day is coming because of your vote. Joe Biden, our president. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
We always found it hard to take her. She wouldn't listen to advice. And though he never tried to make her, she often thought it would be nice. Oh, now she's heading out to California. Been a long time coming, but she's feeling like a woman tonight. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop in Nevada. Tried for years to be a good wife. It never quite got off the ground. And all those stories of the good life convinced her not to hang around. Oh, and now she's heading out to California. She doesn't know what's coming, but she's sure of what she's leaving behind. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop in Nevada. Goodbye, goodbye. Though she finds it hard to leave him, she knows it would be worse to stay. He wouldn't understand the reason that make a woman run away. Oh, now she's heading out to California. With the money in her pocket, she's a rocket on the 4th of July. And she left a little letter, said she's gonna make a stop in Nevada.
Francisco, I will be graduate. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. You can believe it, Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
And I will be reading you an Aesop's fable.
College, Mark Lindsay's Arizona, a Forgotten 45 for Nancy, and Jamie O'Neill, There Is No Arizona. But there are 11 electoral votes, and they may be moot, but we'll see what happens. And by the way, Biden is holding a lead, but he's clinging to it. It keeps diminishing from 25,000 to now 18,000 because they're counting the votes, and Trump is gaining some ground, but they're going to run out of them pretty soon, and it's not going to matter anyway. But just so you know, they are indeed counting them, and they are legit. The process is legit. Crazy stuff. Indeed. Also, Stop in Nevada, that cushioned Joe yesterday with Billy Joel, and they got the 6 electoral votes there, gives him 279 to Trump's static 214. But he's going to get North Carolina, I'm pretty sure, and he's going to get Alaska, I'm sure. So he'll get a few more to bolster his tally, but it's not going to reach 270. It doesn't look that way. Philadelphia Freedom, of course, from Elton John, where the native son, Scranton Joe, was put over the top by in the city of brotherly love yesterday, indeed. Big day, big celebrations, as we said, throughout the country, throughout the world. People, world leaders tweeting. I think the mayor of Paris tweeted, "Welcome back, America," sighs of relief. And those speeches, wow, I don't know about you. I was crying because I was so moved by both Kamala Harris's speech, and boy, did she make history breaking a glass ceiling. We finally have a vice president-elect in this country who's a woman. Not only that, she's also of African-American and Indian-American descent. That is a first. And the first first generation of immigrants from immigrant parentage. So a lot of glass ceilings broken through. And she had some great grace notes, as did Joe Biden, talking about unity, talking about lowering the temperature. This is the man meeting the moment. I really think it's him. We need him to start the healing process. My question is, will it work? On the Trump supporters. Weigh in. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet chat box available should you find yourself joining us for the Sunday, November 8th ride. Uh-huh. What say you? Let's go around the horn. It's funny. What did we lose that tweet there? I don't want to read. Okay, we'll get it back. Never mind. Don't worry, Aurora. Cyrus on Twitter says, "Remember this morning how racism once forced blacks in a Philadelphia Starbucks to leave the premises, yet now blacks in Philadelphia have forced a racist president to leave the premises. Biden-Harris 2020 rejoicing." Indeed, I feel you. I hear you. I get it. On Facebook, questions about whether Biden can lower the temperature and lure some of these Trumpians out of their delusional fog. She says, "I sure hope so. Even a little bit would be a start." I agree. Let's start that national conversation. Make it a kinder one so we can start to see and hear each other. That's what Biden asked for. Harvey, though, says, "Does a snowball stand a chance in a microwave oven turned on high?" So just a tad skeptical, I guess, Harv. I get it, but still, you know. And Rachel says, "No, but if they do it right, they may be able to reach the progressive Dems." Okay, so there are a lot of bridges to cross and to grab. I think time will tell, and I think it's going to be easier for Biden to reach out to Trump supporters with his decency, his kindness, his empathy, than Trump with his rancor. Because really what we have what was on the ballot was the character and the soul of this nation, no joke, and turning back towards the notion of salvaging our democracy, but also appealing to what Biden and Harris appeal to, which is our better angels, versus what Trump has been stoking, which is our worst fears and our worst instincts. We're going to always have them. We've always had both of those things in this country. It's a question of leadership that will help focus us in a more positive direction. And leadership matters, and the words, the rhetoric that the president uses does matter and has a lot of force and a lot of power behind it. Trump is not going to go away, as people said. He's going to be a sideline buffoon like he was before, and that's where he belongs. He'll be on Fox or start his own media company while he's dodging lawsuits, etc. But it's not going to have the same intensity and the same power that it has with him in the Oval Office. It just won't. So I'm gratified and happy and relieved, and I'm optimistic, but cautiously so. And I also think we all have to take Biden's lead, because I'm working on trying to have more empathy in my heart for Trump supporters, because I don't understand. It's hard for me to wrap my head around people who I know who are good people, but who voted for him anyway and really don't have a good reason for it, or are just disregarding all the deplorable things that he has done and said because they got a tax cut or because they like judges. I mean, whatever their flimsy excuses, I'm finding it difficult to accept that with as much grace as I need to, and I'm working on that. So I think we all have something to work on, and I think with lowering the temperature from the top down, we can have a national conversation that could be kinder and be more compassionate towards each other and listen to each other. And as Biden said yesterday, our opponents are not our enemies. We're all Americans, and we can have different opinions without demonizing one another, without otherizing. But that's what Trump specializes in, and Trump could never do it. Now, I don't know what Trump, if he ever makes a concession speech, what it's going to sound like, but it's certainly not going to be that gracious, that's for sure. My opinion, what's yours? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PodNet chat box. We'll see about the so-called lawsuits that are about to be forged come tomorrow. A lot of them have already been thrown out. Nobody seems to think there's anything to stand on. We hear very few Republicans have come out, although Mitt Romney said it's time to move on. Chris Christie has said pretty much the same. And George W. Bush put out a statement that said there's nothing to question the integrity of this election. And he did call, he said, both Vice President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris, wishing them well and calling for unity in the country. So we'll see how that moves, and other Republicans will come forward. There are some people stoking it in the right-wing media, though. I mean, there are. Newt Gingrich was on Fox News, Lindsey Graham calling about shenanigans, Rudy Giuliani, of course. But just calling out shenanigans, quote-unquote, just calling out fraud, that's just noise. Do you have proof of this? Then show it. Show the receipts, because really this stuff has been transparent. All of the processing of these votes are being tabulated by people with transparency, for sure, because they have webcams in all these places. One guy from, I think it was Philadelphia or the state of Pennsylvania, said, you're an insomniac, you want to go to sleep, you can watch the process. You can watch it on the Internet. They have it out. Anybody can watch it. They have observers in each of those precincts or whatever they do with the counting from both Democrats and Republicans and independents. These are people doing their jobs tirelessly, and by the way, they deserve a lot of thanks, putting their lives on the line with the COVID crisis, which, by the way, is raging. And yes, Donald Trump, we're going to still talk about it because we had 126,000 cases yesterday as a record breaker. So it's not done. And Biden and Harris are already starting their transition team and announcing a COVID coalition. I think they're going to announce it tomorrow. He's also announced they're going he's going to issue executive orders to reverse a bunch of things that Trump put the kibosh on, like the Paris Climate Accord, re-entering the World Health Organization, and, of course, protecting DACA recipients and other immigrants and reversing the Muslim ban, things that are really just put a wedge in this country. So we're talking about moving forward and doing things that he can do, even if the Congress remains divided. So I think there's hope on the horizon. A lot of work ahead, for sure, but hope on the horizon. And we got to get over the fact that, you know what, the election's over. Tuesday's dead, kids. Get over it. Here's guest Stephen on the Amy Goodburn Blue Show. Got it for you, Marcy.
I make a mark in time. I can't say the mark is mine. I'm only the underline of the word. If I'm like him, just like you, I can't tell you what to do. Like everybody else, I'm searching through what I've heard.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know?
Show me where you've been. Show me what I haven't seen to ease my mind. 'Cause I will learn. I have a helping hand, I wouldn't make another demand all my life.
Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, so tomorrow, Tuesday's the day.
My name, all in all, it's all the same. Everybody plays a different game, that is all. A man may live, man may die, searching for the question why. But if he tries to rule the sky, he must fall.
Whoa, whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? Ooh, so tomorrow.
that now I'm walking and talking with you.
Well, I've been blinded by the sun, washed in the rain, scattered in America, I'm scattering again. But if you're going south, darling, I guess I'm traveling with you. And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling
back to Georgia, won't you take me with you there? And if you feel my love won't leave you, and if your sorrow has been your share,
if you are traveling
back to Georgia, won't you take me with you there?
Take me with you.
Won't you take me home?
Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I said, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly, still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa. Georgia, no peace, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song.
classic from Ray Charles, from Millie on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show, Georgia on My Mind. Nancy Griffith, too, with Adam Duritz, and going back to Georgia, Tuesday's Dead from Cat Stevens. It may be, but the election is not completely counted. All the votes are not counted, but the election is over, but Donald Trump doesn't understand that yet. But all roads and eyes are on Georgia now because, first of all, they're still counting the votes. They'll have an automatic recount, though Biden does hold a slim lead. I think it's like 8,000 and change. And that would be a big blue flip for the Democrats since no one has won in the presidential race of the Democratic persuasion since Clinton captured it in 92. So a lot of folks are crediting Stacey Abrams and her Fair Fight and Fair Vote, Get Out the Vote campaigns to doing that. We'll see. But she's got her work cut out for her come early January, or running up to early January when they have the runoffs, not one but two runoffs for those Senate seats, and they're going to be crucial for control of the Senate because we thought we would do a lot more flipping than we did in the blue column. We did get Colorado. Hickenlooper beat Gardner, and out in Arizona they have declared it. Mark Kelly beat Martha McSally. That's a good one because she was, it's a good one. But some of the ones that we thought were going to go, like Joni Ernst in Iowa and certainly the concerned Susan Collins in Maine, we thought her ass was grass, but no, she got a victory. Amazing. I think Tom Tillis, I don't know if they called the North Carolina one, it looked like he wasn't going to win, but I think he did. So the incumbency does have its sway. Of course, Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell somehow inexplicably got their seats back. And Lindsey Graham, it was supposedly neck and neck with Jamie Harrison. He won by like 76%. And he's still being a toady for Trump. I don't get it. But anyway, it's going to be a close call, and hopefully there'll be lots of money tossed at it from both ends, and hopefully the Democrats will prevail because then they can have control of the Senate with Vice President Kamala Harris as the tie-breaking vote should they need it. So we'll see. See how it plays out. Still a long way to go, but if we can turn Georgia blue, there are some interesting trends there. It's all about getting out the vote, and Stacey Abrams and other folks will be working on that for sure. Indeed, lots of stuff to get to. What about you? What say you? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Also the Facebook page and the Potnet chat box if you are with us on the November 8th show. So have at us. I love this character. Mort chimes in on Twitter. Trump promised to run the country like he ran his business. It ended with Rudy Giuliani outside a four-season Total Landscaping next to a dildo shop after a staffer mistakenly thought the empty parking lot was a Four Seasons hotel. you got to love it. You do have to love some things, exactly. And Saturday Night Live did a great job with Kate McKinnon. Boy, is she crazy and talented in a major way, as Rudy Giuliani explaining all of his crazy legal machinations, including this business about hanging out at the Four Seasons. Very funny. Farns says, countries that have not congratulated Biden so far, Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, North Korea, Brazil, and Hungary. Enough said. For now, Biden is the guy who can bridge all those gaps, I think, because he's been everywhere, internationally and nationally. Way in, Twitter, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505, Facebook page, .net chat box, also available.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Fidel. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rima, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
driving down the street today, I saw a sign for lemonade. They were the cutest kids I'd ever seen in this front yard. As they handed me my glass, smiling, thinking to myself, man, what a picture perfect postcard this would make of America. It's a high school prom, it's a Springsteen song, it's a ride in a Chevrolet. It's a man on the moon and fireflies in June, a kid selling lemonade. It's cities and farms, it's open arms, one nation under God. It's America.
Be careful, his bow tie is really a camera.
Democracy, decency, compassion, science, facts are all coming back in style. Get ready for it. So my big question, of course, is can Biden, who hits those grace notes of unity with love, compassion, empathy, the idea of seeing each other as people again, not demonizing, not otherizing, do you think that can help lure some of the Trump supporters out of their delusional fog? I mean, I know it doesn't help that the impeached road occupant is sitting there having a tantrum and insisting that the election was rigged, etc., but do you think that can work over time? I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but what do you think? Twitter, A.B. Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box 2 for those joining us for the live November 8th show. A couple of folks chiming in. Susan on Facebook says, no, but it's planting seeds of ideas. Some will take root, and I kind of think that's true. I think we have to be give it time, and also we have to follow that lead and try to find a more compassionate conversation amongst our friends and neighbors, too. I'm working on it. I am trying to open my heart to Trumpians because I just don't quite get why they support him, but we can work on it. Glenn, on the other hand, said, no, I unfriended two of them just this morning for saying that Biden is a pedophile. Uh-oh, that stupid QAnon crap again. Nothing can change your mind if you don't have one. I hear you. Well, there are. You're never going to get them all, that's for sure, Glenn, but we can get some people, I think, who can see the point of returning to a more decent and kinder and more truth-rooted, factually-based country. I mean, I know it's a stretch with social media and the silos and all that business, but come on. It doesn't help that Fox News and other right-wing outlets are perpetuating the myth of the rigged election. I mean, that doesn't help. I think it's irresponsible. If there's evidence, put up or shut up. And pretty much Chris Christie said that. There are some Republicans that are starting to make those murmurs. If there really is evidence, let's see it. But if there isn't evidence, he can't just cry in the background. It doesn't work that way. And George W. Bush came out with a statement that said he spoke with both Biden and Harris, and he believes they are people of integrity, and he believes the election was legitimate, basically. So there are people going to send some signals, and he's out of office now, but he has to have some sway with some people, I believe, at least in the party, and some people who have some good sense. Dean on Twitter says, facts that Trump must hate. In 2016, Trump won Michigan, Penn, and Wisconsin by a total of about 79,000 votes. What is the total Joe Biden won those three states by? 209,602 votes. And that number is climbing as more votes in Pennsylvania are still coming in for Biden. It's Biden-Harris 2020 blowout. Yeah, it's a bigger win than people will think. Again, it's going to be 5 million or more in the popular vote category, and he will carry the popular vote by that big margin, where Trump eked out an Electoral College win. I mean, they say that Biden may wind up with the 306 electoral votes that Trump got last time around, which he declared a landslide of, you know, ever unforeseen proportion, which of course is not true. This time it'll be a paltry victory, but it's not a paltry victory because you've got, in Trump's head, because he's got the popular vote. It's just amazing. But we'll see how it all plays out. I know he's going to still play his games, and there are people that are helping him do it, which is the problem. That's my hope. But you need some time to decompress. Either if you're jubilant or you're depressed or you're upset, sometimes you have to have a creative outlet, and that's where the Inspiration Action Challenge comes in for folks. It helps people reconnect with their inner artist and do what they can to alleviate some stress. That's what creativity does for so many people. And Frankie in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hey, Wisconsin, 10 votes. They're going for the recount, but it was a 20,000 lead, and even the former Republican Governor Scott Walker from Wisconsin said it's a too steep a hurdle to climb with 20,000 votes. Reed County is not going to come up with that. It may come up with a couple hundred, but it's not going to go that far. So, anyhow, Frankie writes, and thank you so much for offering the challenge and kind of a primer on what to do in terms of creativity. I have lots to say and some time on my hand with the quarantine and the election and nerves like you wouldn't believe. And I've been reading a lot and journaling and trying to channel some creativity. I'm not sure if I have the talent for it, but I certainly have the desire. So thank you for the tools. Hey, you know what? You don't have to have – first of all, you probably have a lot more talent than you think, Frankie, because everybody's got some talent. It's a question of priming it and honing it. If you have the inclination, just do it. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about the process. You can't really lose. I always say if you fall in love with the process, you can't lose because you're always learning something about yourself. You're learning something about the world, the way you view it, and that's what creativity does for me and for so many people. It opens you up in certain ways. It doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. For some people, it doesn't matter, and for some people, it does matter eventually. But the beginning of the process is what it's all about. So keep doing it, and you never know. And things, you just don't know what's going to come. And I bet you have a lot more talent than you give yourself credit for, whatever that means. Talent, it's a dubious term. Anyway, I'm glad you're doing it. Keep going. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also egging other folks on. On the other hand, you know, push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one is always on me. I'll need about 3 weeks to connect, but either way, please reach out via the website. It's amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can check out my stories. The Eliza Gordon Mysteries are there. There's some other goodies up for grabs. You can also chime in with guest suggestions and big story and forgotten 45 requests, kind of a one-stop shop deal with social media connections and links to the podcast at the website, amybetharkawy.com. Creativity certainly spurs you on, and it's ageless. Tracy Chapman, who we haven't heard from in a while, came out. I don't know if she's retired, but she hasn't been on the scene so visibly these days. And she was on the Seth Meyers show to resurrect her classic late 80s song, which, has so much resonance today. We're talking about a revolution. It sounds a lot more than a whisper these days. Boy, does she look good and sound good.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper? While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's there? Don't you know you better run, run, run.
For an impromptu session with folks singing on the streets, People Have the Power. How great is that? Tracy Chapman, too, another classic, talking about a revolution as we turn the page, inch closer towards decency, democracy, and compassion once again. It is the Abby Beth Berkley Show. Happy to have you tagging along for the live ride on Sunday, November 8th. I got this hilarious tweet in. I'm not sure if this is for real, but this is hilarious if it is. Donna retweeting, allegedly, this is Donald J. Trump. It looks from the real Donald Trump account. Got the verification code, and supposedly today he tweeted at 1:14 p.m., I will move back to my homeland of Scotland, where illegal voting is not acceptable and there is no fake news media. All caps, Scotland, I'm coming. Pour me a double scotch. I don't know. He doesn't drink. That's what makes me think maybe this is a joke, but it looks like it's the real deal. I don't know. We'll have to verify that, but that is funny. He is, if that is true, and apparently he has been tweeting. I don't get his Twitter feed, but I've seen it in various outlets. He's been tweeting in all caps along with his golfing about the phoniness of the election and how he's, you know, far from over and all that stuff. But this is a pretty funny one. If it's true, either way, it's funny. But we're in for it. That's true. Phelps retweeting a comment from George W. Bush, who said, I just talked to the president-elect of the United States, Joe Biden. I extended my warm congratulations and thanked him for a patriotic message he delivered last night. The tide, I think, is turning when it comes to the mainstream Republicans. We shall see. He still has some of his sycophants, but we shall see. I'm hoping that's true. Balking Point says 2020, the worst year that somehow delivered great political outcomes. Bernie's Charlatan Act was routed. I don't know if you want to call him the Charlatan Act, but Trump ran a train wreck of a presidency shown to be and shown the door decisively. Good riddance to both Biden and Harris election 2020. Okay, we'll see. There's some interesting things about the quote-unquote autopsy that will be done on the campaign. The fact that we'll barely be turning the Senate blue, and we're holding onto the House, but we lost some ground there. There's some infighting amongst Democrats that perhaps some of the messaging wasn't clear, and that Trump and the GOP were able to, paint the entire party with the patina of socialism and this whole defund the police, which I said a long time ago, that's the wrong messaging. But to Biden's credit, he really didn't get a lot of dirt on him because of that, because he denounced it from the beginning, and he was seen as more of a centrist. And the truth is, the media keeps neglecting to mention the fact that Trump never wanted to run against Biden. He could call him Sleepy Joe. He can make say all what he wants about him. He never was afraid. He was afraid to run against Biden above all and other candidates. That's how he got himself impeached, by trying to dig up that phony baloney dirt in Ukraine. It's all about that, because he knew that Biden could appeal to the working class, and he did. And fortunately, the Democrats coalesced around him early enough in the campaign, and the progressives realized where they went wrong in 2016. And even though they don't, particularly like some of the stances and find them too moderate, they realize it's a better deal than allowing Trump to get another term and probably flush the democracy down the toilet. So you got to give him credit where credit is due, but we have to work on the idea of more inclusion. So it's not about, watering down the message. It's about clarifying it and opening up to more people, because really the Democrats, if you think about it, have a better message for more people in this country than the Republicans ever did, because the Republicans have been trying to suppress the vote long before Trump ever came along. That's just truth. And McConnell will still be an obstructionist in the Senate. So we do have a lot of work ahead. I understand that. But I can take a couple of days to be happy and jubilant about the corner that I think we're turning, and also that we have leadership that will respect the country again and lead. What was the phrase he used? The power of our example, not just the example of our power, but the power of our example, and to do the right thing and to set the right tone. It starts from the top, and it will trickle down, I think. It will take time, and it's not going to reach everybody, but I think it will help, and I think it will. There's hope out there, that's for sure. But, of course, we have to get some people to believe that it's over, frankly, and it is. Hey, thank you so much. You know who it is we're talking about, DJT and company. Thank you so much for joining us for the live ride. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss any of it, want to hear it again, follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts. Be on the listen, too, for select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowy.com. Let's connect via social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. So thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, in the booth and the headquarters for keeping us moving. And boy, oh boy, thank you so much for joining us. Love it when you play with me in real time. It's always a pleasure and fun. Let's do it again, shall we? Indeed. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear the darn mask, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. It's over. Not just the show, the band president. Take care. I love you all. Yes, I do.